Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah to God. I'm Apostle Anthony Horsley. I'll be facilitating this morning here on Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. We are a circle of friends. We know a friend that's closer than a brother, and that is Jesus Christ, the righteous. Hallelujah to God. Wanted to welcome you to the broadcast. We're here under the teaching and tutelage of Pastor Darlene Bundage, a wonderful woman of God. Hallelujah to God. We want to welcome you to the circle of friends. This is our power of prayer. Hallelujah. We want to welcome you to this prayer deliverance ministry. Hallelujah to God. Today is Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, the fourth day. Hallelujah to God. The fourth day of this week. Hallelujah to God. And I'm going to welcome you to the broadcast of support of February. Hallelujah to God. And glad to be here. Glad to be in the service. Hallelujah to God. And we thank God for this hour of power prayer. That glad that you have joined us. Hallelujah to God. Hallelujah to God. Just want to encourage you to be encouraged. Hallelujah to God. And to bring all your thoughts in. Hallelujah. Into the obedience of Christ. Bring all your prayer requests up and things that are going on. Hallelujah to God. Put everything else to rest. Hallelujah to God. It might have been a struggle for some of you to get here this morning. It might have to toss and turn. Hallelujah to God. Some may have a little pain in their body. Hallelujah to God. Some may have a lot of things in their mind. A lot of things have transpired. But this is the day that the Lord has made. We're going to make a conscious decision to rejoice and be glad in it. We'll get started. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his courts with praise. I will say, this is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice for he has made me glad. I will rejoice for he has made me glad. We worship you, O mighty God. There is none like you. We worship you, O Prince of Peace. That is what I long to do. We give you praise because you are our righteousness. We worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. There is something about that name. How do you call him? Master, Savior, Jesus. Like a fragrance after the rain. Kings and kingdoms shall all pass away, but there is something about that name. We worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. We worship you, O Prince of Peace. That is what I long to do. We give you praise because you are our righteousness. We worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. Hallelujah. 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 God, we thank you. Lord, we praise you. Lord, we praise you. Lord, we praise you. Lord, we praise you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. One more song is on my heart here. Thank you, Jesus, oh Lord God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Majesty, worship his majesty. Unto Jesus be glory, honor, and praise. Majesty, kingdom, authority. Jesus who died is now glorified. He's the King of all kings. So exalt, lift up on high the name of Jesus. Come glorify, come magnify Christ Jesus the King. Majesty, worship his majesty. Jesus who died, he's now glorified. He's the King of all kings. Isn't that right? Jesus who died, he's now glorified. He's the King of all kings. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, bless your name this morning, O Lord God. We thank you, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. We praise you this morning, O Lord God, because you're the God of our salvation. You're the God of our deliverance, O Lord God. We thank you, God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Lord God, we call, O Lord God, Minister Juanita, O Lord God, we call out a name this morning, O Lord God, as we were singing there, O Lord God, a name just come up, O Lord God, and others that are on the line here, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God, that you touch each and every one in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, as we go forth, O Lord God, in this hour of power of prayer, Lord God. God, we thank you and we praise you, O Lord God, because you're the God of our salvation. You are the God of our deliverance, O Lord God. We came this morning, O Lord God, on this Thursday morning, Lord God, in this hour of power of prayer to worship you, O Lord God, and to thank you, O Lord God, for this fourth day here, Lord God. As Pastor Scholastica often say, O Lord God, a day that no one has ever been in before, and no one knows the outcome of it, O Lord God, but you, O Lord God. Lord God, we understand who you foreknew, Lord God. You predestinated, O Lord God, and we're so glad to be here, Lord God, in this hour of power of prayer, O Lord God, to come together this time, 5 days a week, O Lord God, to worship you, Lord God, as we join our hearts together in love, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Lord God, we pray for Pastor Darlene, O Lord God. We pray that you bless and protect her, Lord God. Meet all her needs, O Lord God, according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus, O Lord God. Keep her, Lord God, for she stands at the helm, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. As we join our hearts together, O Lord God, and stand in the one accord, O Lord God. A threefold cord cannot be broken, O Lord God. God, we thank you for our children, our grandchildren. We thank you for every gift that came in to support the ministry. Our special gifts, O Lord God, that was given to the pastors to undergird her, Lord God, to support her in the soul, Lord God. I want to encourage everybody that can sow to sow, God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. At this time, O Lord God, we thank you and we praise you, O Lord God. God, we rebuking all foul spirits in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Lord God, we thank you, O Lord God, for being here, Lord God. Lord God, we're going to go right into the service, oh Lord God, because this hour of power, prayer, seem to just go by so fast, so monitor, Lord God, and we want to know your will for us, oh Lord God. Lord God, we thank you for everyone, oh Lord God, that has joined into the fast, oh Lord God, and has found some way to make a fast unto you, Lord God, a sacrifice of praise, oh Lord God, and you, Lord God, for studying your word, oh Lord God. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, as we go forth in this hour of power, prayer, Lord God. Lord God, meet every need, God. We ask you to meet it, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, by your power and by your authority in Jesus' mighty name. And we say amen and amen. Well, praise the Lord, everybody. It's good to be here. We thank God on this Thursday morning in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah to God. Hey, Ko Shatanakayosi. Welcome to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. We are a circle of friends, and we know a friend that's closer than a brother. And that's Jesus Christ, the righteous himself. We thank God, we thank God, we thank God. Hallelujah to God. I guess I come to the broadcast, hallelujah to God, and I've been doing so much in the morning sometime. I just have everything everywhere, hallelujah to God. But we want to go to the scripture of the week and reflect on that as we fast. And as a pastor, Darlene has alluded to, he says she wants to focus on the family and the love, hallelujah, to one another, hallelujah to God. And the scripture of the week is found in Romans 12, 9 and 10, hallelujah to God. And amen, we want to recite that in your hearing this morning. In the name of the Lord God, we thank you and we praise you in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Okay. Amen. Amen. Thank God. We want you to put your mind on Jesus. Hallelujah to God. Thank you, Lord. And thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Amen, amen, amen. Okay, this is Scripture of the Week. And it says, hallelujah, it says, let love be without dissimulation. Abhor that which is evil. Cleave to that which is good. Be kind, affectionate one to another, and with brotherly love, with brotherly love, in honor, preferring one another. Have a glorious week, hallelujah to God. Just two verses of scripture speaking out on love and how appreciate on yesterday. And this week, everybody has expounded on love, hallelujah to God, and the teachings and everything on the love. I was thinking about it, hallelujah, about how God said, prefer one another to be kind. Pastor did a great teaching and expounding on it. Alice did also, Minister Chris, hallelujah to God, and now we're here today, hallelujah to God. I thank God because this is a very good time, hallelujah to God. It's Valentine's Day, hallelujah to God. It's Black History Month, hallelujah to God. And there's snowstorms up north, hallelujah to God. People are in climate condition. And there's still this pandemic that doesn't seem to want to move, hallelujah to God. And there's just so much going on. And a lot of times when a lot of things are going on, we just have to begin to start shutting things and shutting doors down, hallelujah to God, and get into the praise and worship of God and go before him, hallelujah to God, because he's the only one that can and he's the only one that will, hallelujah to God. And we thank God for being here this morning. I had another scripture, hold fast to. And I believe it's in Hebrews. I think it's the 13th chapter and the first verse. It says, let brotherly love continue. the love that we have for one another, the compassion that we have for one another, the unity in the spirit that we alluded to, the one accordness. It says, let that brotherly love continue. Hallelujah. It's a time of love. It's a time to focus on the family. It's time to hold things together in love. Hallelujah to God. It is, it is, it is. And because we're holding things together in love, and we love one another, we have the love of God. Hallelujah to God, abiding in us. One more scripture to add to all that we have during this time of fasting and praying. It's in 1 John, and it 4 and 8. And it says, what does it say, sweetheart? Okay. He that loveth not God. Oh, he that loveth not knoweth not God. Hallelujah, God. But God is love. And it goes on to say, he that doesn't love have not seen God. There's a lot to be said about the love of God. Hallelujah to God. Especially at this time. Hallelujah to God. It was stated that Jesus said, how can you love God and not love your brother whom you have seen? Hallelujah to God. This is a time that we must stay together, stay focused, and begin to worship God. You know, and I don't want to go all the way into the Old Testament, but there was a time. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. There was a time that God had to save the people, hallelujah to God. People were just evil and wicked, hallelujah to God, and that curse that came upon them. A lot of times in the Old Testament where God had war, he would have them to kill everything out and not to take none of the spoils, hallelujah to God, because sometimes things are cursed. If you take the cursed thing, it would bring a curse into the household. It would change the spirit and the atmosphere. If you get to the time in your time, don't turn to it. And I think it's Acts 19th chapter, where Apostle Paul had begun to pray, and he used to begin to talk about curious arts and stuff, artifacts and things of nature that have curses on them and things in a museum. One time, I'll tell you, years ago, I went to the Museum of Natural History and in New York City. I was living there at that time. I was young in the spirit there. Can't tell you the whole story, but anyway, I went and touched something, hallelujah to God. And it wasn't good that I had touched this ancient thing, hallelujah to God. And that spirit got attracted to me, hallelujah to God, by me touching this, you know. And I had no idea what it was, but that night this spirit came to try to get in. It came knocking on the door. This is a true story. In the store door, there was a person standing there. Lord, must you want me to tell this one for a reason? Now, I seen this man standing there, and being that he was standing there, I looked at him, but I didn't know who he was, hallelujah to God. So the Lord helped me out of that day, woke me up, and things happened in the body and stuff, and I got delivered. Sometimes we can't touch everything, hallelujah to God. We have a charge to keep, say to God, we have a God to glorify. And you have the love of God. This is a time to worship and praise him, hallelujah to God. We had a changing of the presidency, hallelujah to God, one administration to another administration. And in the news, a whole lot of bickering going on between that, and they wanting to impeach him that's out of office, hallelujah to God, and the virus, hallelujah to God. This stuff get confusing, and this thing will vex and pull your spirit down. And that because we love God, we must worship him in spirit and in truth, hallelujah to God. And that's what this is about, coming to the circle of friends in the morning and praying and holding up loved ones, hallelujah to God, in spite of the people there that, you know, they arguing, even that thing about the stimulus, you know, going back and forth, and meeting the need. One don't will meet the meet the needs of the people. One want to cut it, one want to put it up. These things become, they add confusion. They add a lot of chatter into your mind, hallelujah to God. Whether to take the vaccination or whether they don't, some say that's going to affect the heart, this, that, the other. They laboring on it on TV like they labor on President Trump dominating the medium, hallelujah, till he vexed the whole nation, hallelujah to God, and other people with the conversation of the unrighteous, hallelujah to God, doing things, hallelujah to God, and they still have residue there. So you have to take all this stuff and cast all these cares on the God, according to 1 Peter 5, because God cares for you. He loves you. When you have all this confusion going on, you cannot properly receive the healing that you need. You cannot receive the directions that you get that God is leading you in. Hallelujah to God. And if you're going to be effective in God, it says they are the sons of God. They that are led by the Spirit are the sons in the Spirit. There's no male or female. But if you're female and if that statement has some of this, know that once you're in the Spirit of God, everything's going to flow in that vein. Hallelujah to God. So we prefer to company to one another. We come here, we love each other, hallelujah to God, and we want to move forth in this hour of power. Pray, hallelujah to God, for those who have people that are in climate weather. People are calling up every day, hallelujah to God. You have to stay in the Spirit, because everyone that you know that you're saved. They know that you're the one that could get a prayer through. They look to you for comfort at this time, hallelujah to God, and we're all in the body of Christ, hallelujah to God, to work the works of God, to give them fruit of the Spirit, a word of comfort, of love, joy, and peace to them, hallelujah to God. Some are going through suffering, hallelujah to God. Many people have left here in the last week or so, hallelujah to God, even the grandmother in the family here, hallelujah to God. She even left, hallelujah to God. They had a home going service even on yesterday, hallelujah to God. A lot is going on. Say to God, I encourage you, I implore you to worship God and to praise him, hallelujah to God. And that you let this brotherly love continue, hallelujah to God, in the name of Jesus. Well, the lines are open now. We're going to go right there. We're going to see if Pastor Darlene here and who's at the helm today and see if she has any prayer requests. And we want to open up the lines, hallelujah to God, and we want to go right into the Spirit of God, worship and pray. Heard a lot of people here on the line. There was some great prayer going on, hallelujah to God, some very anointed prayer, hallelujah to God, some singing going on at times. That's okay. This is our hour of power prayer. This is the time that we have sacrificed and set aside to go into the presence of God, hallelujah to God, and that God would bless us there, hallelujah to God. I was supposed to go to the dentist in a few weeks, hallelujah to God, to get some work done with my son. He called me up and asked me, did I want to go to sleep? I wanted to. You'll pray with me that God would answer. Then things came up, things that seemed to stop, so maybe it's not for me to have this anesthesia. Let's just put me to sleep, hallelujah to God. But if that be the case, pray that I have the strength to stand there and let them do what they have to do. And I thank you, hallelujah, God, for gathering yourself in this hour of power prayer. Let's go to Pastor Dolly, see what you have, and we're going to go right into the prayer, hallelujah to God, and to worship God in the name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Pastor Dolly, are you with us here?
Yes. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. It's good to see you once again. God is merciful, and his mercy can do it forever. And thank you, Pastor Horsley, for sharing with us this morning. And we will continue in brotherly love, and we know that the Lord loves us. We want to continue to pray for my brother Roderick. He is still in the hospital. Thank God he's there for now, and we pray that he will come out and have the spirit of serving the Lord. I mean, that's the main thing for me. Then I also want to pray for Alex, who had surgery on the back of his knee, that God would help him to heal perfectly. And we just want to continue to pray for family. Pray for marriages. Amen. Those are the things that are important. Families, marriages, and this nation, the world. We just have so much stuff going on across the land. We just want to pray for each other. Those of us who are on this prayer line, we want to keep the prayers going for each other because God is good. Amen. Praise God.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. We thank God. We'll just see. Thank you, Lord God, as we go up before you in the corporate prayer. for these prayer requests. The brother, hallelujah, the one that had surgery, hallelujah to God. And if you have a TV or something on in the background, please mute your line, hallelujah to God. Hallelujah to God. As we go up before the Lord, hallelujah to God, when we go up to worship and to praise the Lord, we want you to take that prayer request, as Pastor said, that just hold it up there before the Lord, because this is the time that we have came. This is the hour that is consecrated. This is the time that we stand before the open heaven of God, hallelujah to God, and we ask God to do things. One lady, she just had seizure last night, hallelujah to God, and things are coming up, hallelujah to God, and we have to be able to pray, hallelujah to God, and keep people. A lot of times I pray for people because their name just come up while I'm working or something. Our thought comes, you know, sometimes before I go to bed, their name may come up and I would say a prayer, hallelujah to God. And things are just like that. This is praying time. The administration did change, but it's not time to relax none. Hallelujah to God. There's still people in the hospital. There's still loved ones that need to be prayed for. And it's our family that need to be saved. So we're going to pray. What I'm going to do is I want to get the names of the people, and then we need about maybe two people, maybe possibly three, that's able to pray, and then we're going to go into worship. Amen. Hallelujah to God. Yeah, I can't see somebody. Is Minister Juanita on the line this morning?
Amen.
If she could pray. Amen. And I think the sister's name is Mary. Is her name Mary? I just heard her pray the other day. Hallelujah to God. Pastor, it was that Sister Mary. Is she on the line? She's able to pray. I think you had asked her to pray the other day. Hallelujah to God.
I don't know that she's there. Sister Mary, are you
okay,
there?
Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. She's not.
Okay. Okay. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. You have someone else here, Pastor, that pray this morning?
You want me to tell you who's on the line? Or maybe they can
you
just give their names, Pastor? And we'll know who they are.
Yes,
I
okay,
can pray.
That'd be good. Hallelujah to God.
Uh-huh.
Okay, let
sure.
me pray. And, let minister, you a minister, would need to pray, hallelujah, then we'll take the rest of the time in worship. That'd be good, okay? That'd be
Amen.
Good. I thank you so much, hallelujah to God. Mm-hmm.
Amen. Father God,
Amen.
We bless your name. We thank you, Father God, for every opportunity you give us to come before your throne of grace, Lord God.
Yes, sir.
Lord, we thank you, Father God, for this day, because this is the day that you have made. Lord, we will rejoice, Lord God. We will rejoice in you, our God and our Father. We will rejoice, Lord God, because you, Lord God, allow us, Lord God, to petition you, to call up and to cry out to you, Lord. And for this, Lord God, we just say thank you, Lord God. Father God, we bless your name for the opportunity, Lord God, to stand in the gap, Lord God, for our family members, Lord God. Lord God, we know, Lord God, that you love them much more than we love them, Lord God, but you have called us to pray, Lord God. You have called us, Lord God, to stand in the gap, Lord God. You have called us to be a light, Lord God, a light wherever we go, Lord God. You said, let your light so shine that others may see your good work and glorify you, our Father who's in heaven, Lord God. So, Lord God, we come this morning, Lord God, not only to glorify you and to magnify and to lift you up, Lord God, but we come to thank you, Father God. Thank you, Father God, for loving us, Lord God. Lord God, for looking beyond our faults, Lord God, and supplying our need, Lord God, because you knew that we needed a Savior, Lord God, that we could not save ourselves. We thank you, Father God, for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, that is the bridge, Lord God, between us and you, Lord God, that we can come, Lord God, and petition you and call out to you, Lord God. Father God, as we lay our family members, Lord God, on the altar, Lord God, you know them all, Lord God, name by name and need by need. You know everyone that's on this prayer line. You know every one of our family members, Lord God. And you know what they need, Lord God. Lord God, all need salvation, Lord God. All need to be delivered, Lord God. All need to know Jesus Christ as a personal Lord and Savior, Lord God. So we ask you, Lord God, to move on the hearts of our family members, Lord God, by whatever means it takes to draw them to you, Lord God. Father God, and we thank you, Father God, in advance, Lord God. We thank you for the new salvation, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, for those, Lord God, that have known you, Lord God, but have turned, Lord God, and are backslidden right now. We thank you for drawing them back to you, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, for those that are fighting you, Lord God. But, Lord God, their arms are too short to fight with you, Lord God. So we thank you, Father God, for those that are even fighting, Lord God, but they're losing the battle, Lord God, because you said it's not your will that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. So we thank you, Father God. Lord God, we bless your name that as much as we love them, Lord God, we know that you love them more, Lord God. And we know that you are able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we may ever ask or think, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, for even Lord God, our sister, Pastor Darlene, continue to listen for our brother, Lord God, that he's being delivered, Lord God. Lord God, that he will, Lord God, lift up his holy hands, Lord God, and serve you and worship you, Lord God. And even as, Lord God, we believe for him to lift up holy hands, we believe in you, Lord God, for all of our unsaved family members to lift up holy hands to you, Lord God, to bend their knees and to bow their head in reverence, Lord God, in obedience to you, Lord God, to ask you for forgiveness, Lord God, to believe you for deliverance, Lord God, to believe you, Lord God, for a changed life and a changed mindset, Lord God. For this, Lord God, we just say thank you. Hallelujah, Lord God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord God. And even as we're able to see now, hallelujah, Lord God. And even as we're lifting up our family members, Lord God, we want to lift up before you, Lord God, leaders and all who are in authority, that we may lead a quiet, peaceful life, Lord God. Lord God, not only world leaders, Lord God. Yes, we lift up, Lord God, the leadership of this nation, these United States, Lord God. We lift up the leadership, Lord God, of the neighboring countries, Lord God. We lift up, Lord God, the leadership of the countries all over the world, Lord God, because we know, Lord God, whoever's in leadership, who's ever in charge right now, Lord God, you allow them to be there, Lord God. But we lift them up before you, Lord God, and we ask you to teach us how to pray for leaders, Lord God. Teach us how to stand in the gap for them, Lord God. But Father God, the leadership, Lord God, that I'm concerned about also right now this morning, Lord God, are those that you have called, Lord God, to preach your word, Lord God. Those, Lord God, that will, Lord God, stand in pulpits, Lord God. Those that will, Lord God, minister, Lord God, to lay people, Lord God. Those, Lord God, that you have called, Lord God, to minister, Lord God, to your people, Lord God. Strengthen them, Lord God. Lord God, give them uncompromising word, Lord God. Cause them, Lord God, to stand on your word regardless of what the backlash may be, Lord God. Cause them to speak, Lord God, in a way, Lord God, that conviction will fall, Lord God, and correction will come, Lord God. Cause them, Lord God, to stand, Lord God, and to speak, Lord God, to those, Lord God, that have decided, Lord God, that they want to, Lord God, go the contrary to your word, Lord God. But as they speak, as they minister, Lord God, as they preach your word, Lord God, I pray, Lord God, their hearts will be changed, transformed, Lord God. Changed and transformed, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, for those that you have called to preach the gospel, Lord God, to spend more time with you, Lord God, in these days that we're living in, Lord God. Recognize, Lord God, that the days are evil, Lord God. Recognize, Lord God, that evil is trying to rise up, Lord God. Recognize, Lord God, that men are calling evil good and good evil, Lord God, but you are the God that changes not, Lord God. So I ask you to strengthen your men and women that you have called to preach your word, Lord God. Strengthen them like never before, Lord God. Cause, Lord God, wherever they go, Lord God, even a look, Lord God, may cause, Lord God, a heart to change and to submit to you, Lord God. So, Lord God, we just bless your name, Lord God, for the power and authority you've given we, your people, in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God, that we have love both seek and our don't find. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father God, that those of you called to preach the gospel, Lord God, will preach it, Lord God, in an uncompromising way, Lord God. Father God, I ask you, Lord God, for humility, Lord God, to flood your people, Lord God. Love and humility, Lord God, but also power and boldness, Lord God. Lord God, and I thank you, Father God, for the power and authority that we have in the name of Jesus, Lord God. I thank you, Father God, that love, Lord God, will flood our hearts, Lord God, that even as we're speaking, Lord God, with convicting words, Lord God, that those that hear, Lord God, will recognize the love that we have, Lord God, because you tell us, Lord God, to love one another, Lord God, because love does not and cannot fail, Lord God. So I ask you, Lord God, to endue us, Lord God, with not only your power, but your love, Lord God. Lord God, their lives will be changed, Lord God. Lord God, so we just thank you, Father God. Hallelujah, Lord God. I bless your name for all the men and women of God that you have called, Lord God, to minister your word, Lord God. I bless your name, Lord God, for humility, Lord God, in their lives, Lord God. I bless your name, Lord God. And each one, Lord God, that those that may be, Lord God, walk in error, Lord God, will examine themselves, Lord God, and turn, Lord God, to walk, Lord God, in that straight and narrow path, Lord God. Lord God, we know, Lord God, that hey, both see not both call us, those are hallelujah, Lord God. We know that the world is pulling at us, Lord God. Attention, Lord God, to draw us away from you, Lord God. But Lord God, I ask, Lord God, to help, Lord God, your people, Lord God, to keep my eyes steadfast, unmovable, and always abounding in your work, Lord God. Look into the hills from which cometh our help. Knowing our help comes from you, Lord, that may even have heard that you would not allow our foot to be moved, Lord God. Strengthen us in this walk, Lord God. Strengthen us during our time, Lord God. Strengthen us in our prayers, Lord God. Strengthen us in our praise, Lord God. Strengthen us in our worship, Lord God. strengthen us, Lord God, that we may be able to strengthen and help someone else along the way, Lord God. So we just thank you, Father God, hallelujah, for this opportunity and privilege that you give us, Lord God, this morning and each and every day that you give us, Lord God, to come before your throne of grace, Lord God, to cast every burden and every care upon you, Lord God, because we know that you care for us, Lord God, knowing, Lord God, that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us, and we need your strength, Lord God. We need you, Lord God, like never before, Lord God. So I just bless your name, Lord God, for all the prayers that have gone up before your throne of grace thus far, Lord God. Thank you for the prayers that will come before your throne of grace, Lord God. Thank you, Father God, for teaching us, Lord God, how to pray according to your will, Lord God. Help us to have that mindset, Lord God, like our Lord and Savior, not our will, Lord God, but your will be done. Let your perfect and complete will be done in these lives, Lord God, as we come before your throne of grace. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. For every prayer request, Lord God, that we have already, Lord God, cast upon you, Lord God. Thank you, Father God, for the peace, Lord God, to wait upon you, Lord God. Knowing, Lord God, that your time, Lord God, all things will be done in your time, Lord God. So give us the patience to wait. Give us the faith, Lord God, to trust you with all of our heart and lead not to our own understanding, but in all of our ways to acknowledge you, for you will direct our paths. We thank you, Lord God, that we will honor you with our first fruits, Lord God, because it is helpful our navel and marrow to our bones. We thank you for this opportunity this morning, Lord God, to come before you, Lord God, to bless your name, to love you, Lord God, to stand in the gap, to do what thus says the Lord. Thank you for your love. Thank you for great is your faithfulness. Thank you for your holiness, your righteousness, and your justice. Thank you for who you are, Lord God. Thank you for your mercies, which are new every morning. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord God. Knowing, Lord God, knowing, Lord God, that with you, Lord God, we shall do valiantly, Lord God. Knowing, Lord God, that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Knowing, Lord God, that the joy of the Lord is our strength. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. So as you direct us this morning on how to pray, Lord God, as you direct us, Lord God, towards your throne of grace, Lord God, we just want to thank you in advance, Lord God, for all the yokes that are being destroyed and broken right now, Lord God. All the strongholds that are being released, Lord God. Lord, we thank you, Father God. All the healings and that's table, Sina Dosa, hallelujah. All the healing that's taken place, Lord God, we thank you, Father God. All the deliverance that's taken place, Lord God, we thank you, Father God. All the salvation, Lord God, that are coming, Lord God, that have come, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God. We bless your name this morning, Lord God. So we say yes, Lord, to your will, Lord God. Yes, Lord, to your word, Lord God. Yes, Lord, to your way, Lord God. Yes, Lord, to life and life more abundantly in you, Lord God. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. We thank you. We praise you. We honor and we worship you because there is none like you. It's in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ that I pray and give you thanks this morning. Hallelujah. Worshiping you, Almighty God, because there is none like you. Worshiping you, Lord God, because you alone deserve our praise, our honor, and our worship. Glory be to you, Lord God. Glory be to you and you alone, Lord God. Glory be to you, Lord God. Honor and praise. In Jesus' name, I pray and give you thanks. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, blessed Savior. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Well, praise Hallelujah. The Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Lord, we just thank you so much for the prayers that have already gone up, oh God. Thank you, Lord, that you continue to cover us all with your blood. Thank you, Lord, that you are here with us right now. Thank you, Lord, today where two or three are gathered in your name, you are in the midst. So thank you for being in the midst today, oh God. You are sovereign. You are beautiful, God. You are omnipresent, omnipotent, omniscient, oh God. And we are grateful, Lord, that you have allowed us to be here for such a time as this, oh God. We are grateful, Lord, because you hasten your word to perform it. Oh, my Father, we know that your word would not go out and return to you void. It shall accomplish that which you please, oh God. So we thank you, Lord, today that we are blessed because of what Jesus Christ did on the cross. He gave his life for us. Yes, he did, and we're grateful for that. We thank you, Jesus, for the blood that you shed on Calvary so that we could be free. We're free from sin, death, hell, and destruction. Yes, Lord, we thank you for that today. Thank you, Jesus, that right now you're sitting at the right hand of the throne of God and you're making intercession for us. My Jesus, my Jesus. We are grateful that you are the good shepherd, and as your sheep, we know your voice, and the stranger we will not follow. So we are grateful for the Spirit of the living God just even falling fresh. It's Jesus sent the gift of the Holy Ghost. And I say, Holy Ghost, have your way in this place. We know it's not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, said the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. And we know that it is the anointing that destroys the yoke and the bondages. Oh, Father, we thank you so much that we are forgiven. And, Lord, each and every day we must die daily to sin. We realize there's a war going on between the flesh and the spirit. But we pray that our spirit, man, will continue to rise up and overcome the things that the enemy will try to bring against us. I come against every Leviathan spirit. I bind up every demonic spirit of murder in the name of Jesus, my God, my God. I pray, Father, today, and thank you, Lord, today that we have the power and the authority to tread on serpents, my Lord, on scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by an enemy hurt us, oh God. So we're grateful, Lord, today that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, my God, and every tongue that rises against us in judgment is condemned. This is our heritage as your servants, Lord, and our righteousness is of thee, said the Lord. So we're grateful, Lord, today for just allowing us to just give you the praise, Lord, give you the honor, God, give you the glory, hallelujah, Jesus. You are to be glorified each and every day, Lord, in the midst of times of trouble, Lord. We know that you're right there with us, oh God. You're in the midst of every storm. Even when Jesus was on the boat, he got up and he said, peace be still. So I say, peace be still this morning. Peace be still to every storm of every life today, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we must reach out and touch the hem of your garment, oh God, and we will be made whole in the spirit, oh God, and things will turn around, oh God, and be what they should be, oh God, in the name of Jesus, according to your will, Lord. My God, I decree this morning that we are redeemed from the curse of the law in the name of Jesus, and I break all generational curses of pride and lust and perversion, Lord, rebellion and witchcraft, Lord, idolatry, Father. We come against and bind up the spirit of poverty, oh God, that so many people are dealing with in their generations, oh God, the spirit of rejection and fear, confusion, oh God, addiction, Lord. There are many people who are addicted to drugs and alcohol and sexual things, oh God, and food, oh God. There are all kinds of addictions, cigarette addiction, oh God, caffeine, oh God. In the name of Jesus, I break those curses right now. In the name of Jesus, a demon of death, I bind you up right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I come, Lord Jesus, asking you to cover our family members, oh God, and the destruction in the name of Jesus, the spirit of destruction. There are families, oh God, who are killing each other, oh God. There are families, oh God, who are just fighting and bickering, oh God. I bind up those generational curses of hatred, oh God, and jealousy, Lord. In the name of Jesus, my God, I command all generational spirits that came into our lives, oh God, during conception, in the womb, in the birth canal, and through the umbilical cord to come out. In the name of Jesus, their little ones, oh God, who are being born even now, God, I pray, God, today that you help them, oh God, to be covered by the blood of Jesus, Lord. And I pray for my two nieces, oh God, Brittany and Quenisha, oh God, if they're with child, oh God, they're expecting to have children this year, God. I pray for them, God, that those babies will come out and not be bound with generational curses, oh God. And anybody else who's having a baby, God, that these generational curses are destroyed in the name of Jesus, that the people, oh God, will become servants of the Most High God, that these family members, oh God, who are bound by Satan, oh God, that they will be released, oh God. In the my God, I come against the demon of pride this morning, oh God, in the name of Jesus, and I break all spoken curses and negative words that we have spoken over our lives, oh God, in the name of Jesus, my God, sometimes we don't know what we're saying about ourselves, about our family, oh God, when we say things, God, I break every spirit, oh God, of just being bound down, oh God, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I command all ancestral spirits of Freemasonry, oh God, and idolatry, oh God, and witchcraft, oh God, those who are practicing false religion, oh God, it shall be removed today, God, polygamy, oh Lord, and lust, oh God, and perversion to come out of our lives today, God, in the name of Jesus, to come up off of our families, Lord, in the name of Jesus, I decree and declare freedom this morning, in the name of Jesus, freedom to serve you, oh God, freedom to come and ask for forgiveness. Those who have not come to the kingdom today, God, I decree and declare that they will come, Lord, and be true Christians, oh God, and be a Christian for real, God, in the name of Jesus. I bind up the spirit of rejection and fear, sickness and infirmity, oh God, in the name of Jesus, a spirit of disease, oh God, and anger, Lord,
I come against those spirits right now. Hatred today, oh God. Unforgiveness, oh God. Confusion, Father. In the name of Jesus, Lord, if there are those who have a spirit of failure, God, I bind up that demon of failure this morning in the name of Jesus, and poverty to come out of our lives this morning in the name of Jesus. Lord, if there's any door that we have opened, oh God, to the enemy, Lord, we pray that that door will be closed right now in the name of Jesus by things we have said or things we have done, Lord. In the name of Jesus, make Kate La Shatter Makune, Akala La Shatter Makeda, Mokola de Shatter Makita, La Shita Makana Kotola de Shita Makita. I bind and rebuke all familiar spirits and spirit guides that would try to operate in our lives from our ancestors. In the name of Jesus, Mokola de Shita Makeda. My God, my God. Even our ancestors who may have made a pact with the devil, I bind up those demonic packs today, God, in the name of Jesus. My God, my God, I pray for release in the spirit. In the name of Jesus, let there be release in our lives today, God. In the name of Jesus, my God, my God, I break all curses on our finances, oh God. In the name of Jesus, from any ancestors that cheated or mishandled money, in the name of Jesus, I pray, God, today that we will have more than enough, oh God, that the windows of heaven are being opened, Lord, as we bring our tithes into the storehouse, oh God, that there will be meat in your house, oh God. I challenge each and every one of us, oh God, to do your will, God, that we will see the windows of heaven open and we will have more than enough, God, and you will rebuke the devourer for our sake, Lord, and the fruit will not come off the vine before it's time, oh God, in the name of Jesus. My God, multi-million dollars coming into our hands, God, hundreds of thousands of dollars coming into our hands, God. I decree and declare, oh God, that we shall have the monies, oh God. We shall have more than we need, oh God, that we will be able to help somebody else, God. In the name of Jesus, I renounce the spirit of pride, oh God, inherited from our ancestors. In the name of Jesus, my God, my God, I break all curses by agents of Satan spoken against our lives in secret. In the name of Jesus, Lord, every evil and demonic spirit that has been, a word that has been spoken against us, we send it back to the sender. In the name of Jesus, any written curses that have been put out there, oh God, I break those curses right now. In the name of Jesus, anything that would affect our lives negatively, oh God, we just bind it up, oh God. We have freedom in you today, oh God. We shall rejoice in you right now. In the name of Jesus, Mokole Sheta Makule de da Shata Makeda, Mokole de da Shita Mokole de da Shita Makeda. My God, I decree and declare healing across this land, oh God. We need healing in this United States of America, all across the world, oh God. There are people who need to be healed, oh God. There are people who are plotting right now, God. We bind up the plans of the enemy, oh God. In fact, Lord, we ask that you expose those plans, oh God, in the name of Jesus, so that they will not come to fruition, Father. In the name of Jesus, continue to protect our president and vice president and every person in any governmental position. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I come against and bind up the spirit of the squabble, oh God, the spirit of just being against one another, oh God. Let there be unity, oh God. I loose the spirit of unity, oh God, and I bind up the spirit of division. In the name of Jesus, Mokole, Sheta Makali, Sheta Mokole, Dede Shate, Eke, Sheta Mokole, Dede Shata Mikita. My God, I pray for those people, oh God, who are sleeping on the streets today, God. There are people who are sleeping in the streets as cold as it is, oh God. Some of them are doing it by choice, oh God. Some of them are doing it because they don't have any other place to go, Lord, because of the choices they have made, God. So I pray, God, today that you help them to find a place of warmth, oh God, to find a place of just being under the roof of something, oh God, so that they will not be out there in the cold, Father. In the name of Jesus, my God, we just pray, Lord, today for those who have businesses, oh God, that the businesses will flourish, oh God, the businesses will be have all kinds of monies coming in, all kinds of clients, oh God, in the name of Jesus, for the saints of God, in the name of Jesus, that we will even have the goods like Joseph did, oh God, when there was a time of famine, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord,
so that we will be able to disperse, oh God, and help those, oh God, in need. In the name of Jesus, my God, I just thank you, God, today for just covering each and every person here at Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries, whether they're here right now, whether they were here in the past, and those who will come in the future. Continue to bless us, Lord. Strengthen us, oh God. Help us to keep our eyes on thee, oh God, and not on our circumstances, oh God, to rejoice in spite of, oh God, because the joy, my God, the joy of the Lord is our strength. And with joy we draw water from the wells of salvation. Hallelujah. Jesus, my God, we're rejoicing in you today, oh God. And again, I say rejoice in the Lord always, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus, my God, we thank you that you inhabited the praises of Israel and you inhabit our praises as we praise you, Lord, each and every day, Father. Lord, I pray for all marriages across the land. In the name of Jesus, that you will bless the marriages, oh God, that people will be unified, oh God. Pray for the single people, Lord, that those who desire to be married, that you will find, help them, the man to find a wife, oh God, and he will find a good thing, and they will be favored of the Lord, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we praise you. And I thank you, God, today for Steve, oh God, as you bless his body, oh God, and help him, God, to heal completely, oh God. And Alex, oh God, as he's had his surgery, God, that you help his knees and the parts of his legs, oh God, that they will be blessed and healed, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you so much, oh God, and we bless your holy and your righteous name. In the name of Jesus, Lord, oh my God, we just pray for it. I pray for Linda, Lord. I pray a special prayer for Linda this morning. I pray, God, today that you heal her body, God. I pray, God, today that you bless her finances, Lord. All the things that she needs, even for her family members, oh God, her family who may be going through, God. I pray, God, today that you bless them, oh God, that you heal them, God, that you deliver them, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. And each and every family member for all of us, oh God, we pray for salvation. We pray, Lord, that our family members will come to the knowledge of the truth. It's in Jesus' name I pray and I thank you. I say hallelujah. And amen. It is so. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. All right. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise.
Go ahead, Pastor, please.
Okay. Well, we're right at the top of the hour. We have a few more minutes. So if anybody has anything that you want to share this morning, if you have a praise report, let's see if we have some praise reports this morning. It's good to have a praise report. So if you have one, you can go ahead and tell us right now. Hallelujah.
Good morning. This is Lois. I just want to share with you all that I did get my granddaughter on Monday. She was born healthy and beautiful, and thank you all for the prayers.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for the new birth.
Oh, yes. Hallelujah.
Pray that you come, just protect the child of God. The child will grow up here in admonition of you, God, and the child will be a perfect woman in you, God. Hallelujah. That you perfect this child as the child grows up. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Good morning. This is Sister Marie. We did a prayer pray for Ray Jones, a friend of Sharon's. He was in the hospital in a coma and everything, and he's home now. So just praise God that he made it.
Amen. Praise the Lord. For
blessing
of God.
Oh,
now,
yes,
Lord,
yes.
Bless, Lord. In the name of Jesus, and be a blessing in the kingdom, oh God. We just thank you for that this morning, Lord.
Oh,
your
yes.
name, God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
We will praise his name. The Lord is our shepherd.
Amen. 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 Praise the Lord. Anybody else with the praise report? We have another minute here. We have the lines open.
Pastor Darlene, this is Belinda. I want to thank you for your encouragement. And I thank God for everybody on this prayer line, because God's commandment is for us to love one another. And I just pray that each and every one of us and people all over this world, we stop murmuring and complaining and backbiting and backstabbing, because, you know, this is the day that the Lord has made. And as we rise up in the morning. He woke us up, clothed us in our right mind, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. And the Lord is our shepherd. He's all of our shepherd. And since he's our shepherd, he will take care of us. So I just want to thank you all. The praise report this morning is that we are all up. We're alive. We can see, we can hear, we can walk, and we can talk. And we are to love one another and trust God. Trust him. Put away with the negative.
Amen. Well, praise the Lord. Thank God for that. And we just pray that we are here today. So as we have come to the top of the hour, we're just grateful for the fact that we can praise the Lord. And as we leave today, when you go about your business, spend some time while you're doing your fast, while you're doing reading and praying. Just give God some praise. You know, the praise is commonly for the saints. Praise is good for us to do. You know, give God praise for all that he is and all that he can do for us and all that he, if he doesn't do it, like the Hebrew boy said, if he doesn't do it, we know that he can. So whatever it is that you need in your life, we know that the Lord will supply it according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. And so this morning I want to thank everybody who has sown into the ministry and those who have sown into my life. I mean, the love offerings are greatly appreciated. And then just, you know, sowing into the ministry so that we can keep the blog talk going and also, you know, purchase things that we need for keeping the gospel of Jesus Christ fresh. So this morning I pray that each and every seed that has been sown, if you don't sow a seed, you can't get a harvest. So I pray that every seed that has been sown will continue to grow and that the harvest shall come, and that I'm just praying that the Lord multiplies the seed at least 1,000 times more than what it is that's spoken of in Deuteronomy 1 and 11. I love that scripture. A lot of people don't know about that one, but the word says, the Lord God of your fathers make you 1,000 times so many more as ye are and bless you as he has promised you. So I thank the Lord that he has given us that word and that we can use that word for our lives. And I make a declaration that some of us may be receiving an increase of 30, some 60, some 100 as we have given into the Lord. So I decree this morning that we are covered by the blood of Jesus and that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. I decree and declare that every evil and wicked word that has been spoken against us is rejected. We reject it in the name of Jesus. It shall not come to pass. And we ask the Father to send it back to the sender. I decree that we are blessed and cannot be cursed. We shall resist the devil and he will flee. I decree this morning that we will seek the face of God, and though we may walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we fear no evil because the Lord is with us. We shall delight ourselves in the Lord, and he will give us the desires of our hearts. That is the word of God. I decree that we are the lender and not the borrower. So each and every one of us, if we have debt, we can decree and declare that we don't have any debt, that the debt is removed, that we get rid of the debt through any system that you may have. If you need some help getting out of debt, as far as the system that you need, call me. I can help you. God has blessed, and many people have come out of debt through the teaching that I have shared with various people. And the main thing is just having a desire to be out of debt. Don't ask me why I'm talking about this right now, but it's something that just was dropped in my spirit that, you know, we should be debt-free. The Lord says that we should owe no man but to love him. And he tells us also that the borrower is slave to the lender. So you don't want to be a slave to somebody because you owe them money. So I thank the Lord today for that. And I decree that our seed is falling on good ground, and we shall rejoice in the Lord. The Lord God is our strength, and he will make our feet like hind feet, and he will make us to walk up on high places. So let's go to the high places in the Lord. And as we go, let's remember we are workers together with the Lord. Amen, amen, and amen. Everybody have a beautiful day. I love each and every one of you. Come back tomorrow and see what God has for us. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're so grateful for each and every one who has joined us today. There may be somebody out there who has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved. As you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, if you will repeat after me, Dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. We thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. What I suggest is that you find a good Bible-teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love, so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. If you desire to send a donation, an offering, and love offering, anything that will support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. The address is 2473 Wood Valley Drive. The street is WOOD. Second word is VALLEY. That's 2473 Wood Valley Drive in the city of East Point, Georgia. Zip code 30344. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log into blogtalk.com. Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278-961-pound. Select the pound sign to listen to the current session, and if you want to listen to a previous section, please call me or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life, and you live in continuous abundance. I decree that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and the blessings of the Lord will continue to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.